In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. When I received the program for this convention, I was told that the theme of this convention is the last five verses from the letter of St. Jude. So let's read together Jude from verse 20 to verse 25. Biul A. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. I believe in these verses is very good conclusion to our topic in this convention, which is duality. Because in this verses, St. Jude highlights to us five commands for Christian growth. And when we grow and reach the spiritual maturity, this will help us to overcome duality in our life. So what are these five commands? Then St. Jude gives five commands for Christian growth that will help us, the Christian, to maintain a lively Christian life in the midst of an immoral and antagonistic society. In the midst of this ungodly society, if we keep these five commands, we will be able, through the grace of God, to reach maturity. What are these five commands? Number one, to build yourself up on your most holy faith. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Number two, praying in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Number three, keep yourselves in the love of God. And number four, look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And akhir wahda, rescue the perishing. Rescue the perishing. هنتكلم على these five points one by one. أول واحدة هي verse 20. نقرأها تاني مع بعض. بيقول But you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. فهنا St. Jude speaks of a most holy faith, الإيمان الأقدس. Because if you study his letter, in his letter he was speaking about the false teachers and the false doctrine and the false teaching. So St. Jude is contrasting our most holy faith with the unholy teachings of the false teachers. وحتة الموست هولي فيث دي نقطة مهمة، لان زي ما قلت لكم على ما اعتقد امبارح ان في ناس كتيرة trying to compromise the faith under the notion of the unity, and why you are making a big deal between all these denominations. What's wrong if we mingle with other denominations؟ هما بس يعني الأرثوذكس هما اللي هيخش السماء. تطلع بقى كلام زي كده كتير قوي. اللي أنا عايز أقوله زي ما قلت لكم قبل كده امبارح، إن لما ناس start to teach، actually the first teachers دولت St. Paul in his in most of his letters, he meant those who were asking the Christian or the Gentiles to keep the Jewish law. And هم يحفظوا الختان, circumcision, and the purification, and the sacrifices, etc. And St. Paul قال كلمة صعبة to his disciple Titus. قال له those, their mouth should be shut up. بالنص كده. قال له their mouth should be shut up. ف كان ممكن يجي القديس بولس الرسول ويقول it's not a big deal. خلاص if they want to keep circumcision they keep circumcision, لكن the faith is very essential and the doctrines are very very essential to your spiritual growth and how you build yourself in the right way and in the proper way. You need to have the right faith in order to be able to build yourself in the right way. علشان كده كتاب مع مجمع مسكوني سوري مجمع في اورشليم in Acts chapter 15 all the disciples and the apostles assembled together to discuss and to make a decision whether they should يعني ask the Gentiles to keep the Jewish law or not. ما قالوش يعني انتوا معقدين الدنيا ليه, ما تخلوا الامور تعدي ببساطه ليه كده. لا, عملوا مجمع وقعدوا وناقشوا ووصلوا لقرار وقالوا ان القرار ده ملزم لكل الكنيسه. وزي ما قلت لكم زي ما كنت بتكلم برضه مع الشباب ان if you study any letter especially the letters of St. Paul, مثلا if you study Roman تلاقي the first 11 chapters in Roman كلها بتتكلم على doctrine and dogma وبعدين the application from chapter 12 to the end. If you study مثلا Hebrews تلاقي the first 10 chapters تتكلم على doctrine وبعد كده الابليكيشن the last 3 chapters. لان you cannot apply and you cannot build yourself spiritually unless you have the most holy faith, the most holy faith, الايمان الاقدر. وانا افتكر كان المتنيح نيافة الانبا يؤنس بسقف الغربية كان نزل كتاب اسمه ايماننا الاقدس, وهو يعني اخذ العنوان من رسالة يهوذا هنا, لاني that is the foundation on which we build ourselves spiritually. So we need to be steadfast in our faith, we need to be strong in our faith, we should not compromise تحت ال notion of unity. We يعني should dilute the differences between the denominations. No, our fathers didn't do this, and this is actually the teaching of the Holy Scripture. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, and as our fathers give to us this faith unchanged, it's our responsibility and it's our duty to keep the faith unchanged and to deliver it to the coming generation. عشان كده انا عايز اقول ان what is the building, لما تيجي تبني مبنى بتقول what is the building material. St. Jude is saying the building material here is your most holy faith. So actually you are going to use the most holy faith as building blocks in order to build your spiritual life. عشان كده بيقول build yourself up in your most holy faith. So these are the building blocks that you are going to use in order to build your spirituality. And the building blocks there, and here, your faith, the doctrines and the dogmas of the faith. وهنا بيبين ان for any work to be successful, there are two elements, the divine element and the human element. And these two elements should work together. For example, building yourself spiritually. It is not only the work of God. Many times we expect God to build us. Yes, the Holy Spirit works in us to edify us. But we need to do our human part. عشان كده قال لك, build yourself up in your most holy faith. What is the divine part and what is the human part? Whatever you can do, that is the human part, and God will never do it for you. Whatever you cannot do, God will do it for you. 10. The human part is whatever you can do. The divine part is whatever you cannot do. يعني لما تيجي تشوف مثلا هديك كذا مثال. You need to give God your 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's what you can do. What you cannot do to feed the multitude from the 5 loaves and 2 fish. So that God, what he did, he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, blessed them and fed the multitude. And I am sure if they didn't offer to the Lord Jesus Christ the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he wouldn't feed the multitude. So you need to give God your effort to do your part, your human part, and God will do his part. God said to the man who was born blind, go and wash your eyes in the pool of Siloam. That's what he can do. And what he cannot do to heal his eyes. If this man didn't wash his eyes in the pool of Siloam, he wouldn't be healed. But he did his human part, and God did the divine part. God said to the multitude, remove the stone from the tomb. Then he raised Lazarus. God did not remove the stone for them, in order, because God does not encourage laziness. God wants us to be responsible and to do our part. عشان كده, there is essential part here. We have to do our effort, from prayer, from studying the scripture, from going to the church, from training ourselves in the spiritual virtues, from disciplining the flesh. We need to do all this effort. And when we do our part, build ourselves in our most holy faith, then God, the divine part, the Holy Spirit actually will help us to reach spiritual maturity. This building requires significant cooperation from us to do our human part, and God will do the divine part. How do you build yourself up in your faith? The name will like build yourself up in your most holy faith. وزي ما هنشوف ان هنا the 3 main virtues اللي هما faith, love and hope are in action. يعني لما تشوفوا الخمس حاجات دولت يقول لك ايه, اول واحدة build yourself up on your most holy faith, فهنا that's faith. نمرة 3, keep yourself in the love of God, يبقى دي الايمان والمحبة. بعدين look forward to the mercy, ده الرجاء, ان احنا we're looking forward having hope in the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that lead to eternal life. فتلاقي هنا the 3 main virtues, الإيمان والمحبة والرجاء موجودين مع بعض. ف how about we build ourselves up in the faith. In Romans St. Paul بيقول ايه, St. Paul بيقول in Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from hearing, from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. ف هو احنا النهاردة لما بنيجي بنقول this faith is the true faith and this doctrine is false, ايه بنرجع لمين؟ بنرجع لكتاب المقدس. So in order to build yourself in faith, faith comes through hearing, hearing the word of God, hearing the word of Christ. عشان كده our faith is built up when we listen to, meditate on and put in practice in our lives the teaching of Christ. وبالطريقة دي faith بتاعنا ينمو. When we listen, when we read, and when we meditate, and when we practice, apply it in our life. بقول ناس وهم بيتعاملوا مع كتاب المقدس بيبقى فيه 3 انواع when we study the whole scripture. النوع الاولاني those who read with their eyes بس, even without understanding, يقعد يقرأ وهو مش فاهم حاجة ويقفل الكتاب وخلاص. And he doesn't do effort. يقول لك أصلي الكتاب المقدس أنا مقراش العهد القديم. العهد القديم ده صعب. The Old Testament is difficult when I don't understand the Old Testament. بالرغم يعني احنا دلوقتي يعني نشكر ربنا يعني مع التكنولوجي يعني on the internet هتلاقوا فيه commentary on the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, both in Arabic and in English. يعني كان زمان يمكن واحد عشان يشتري كتاب يلاقي كتاب مش available او كتاب ثمنه غالي. انما دلوقتي الكتب كل تفسير الكتاب المقدس عربي وانجليزي. يعني كتب ابونا تدرس يعقوب كلها موجودة على الانترنت بالعربي. تفسير الكتاب المقدس كتب ابونا انطوني السكري كلها موجودة على الانترنت بالعربي. كومنتري بالانجليزي كله موجود. كل اقوال الاباء سان سيريل سان اوغستين سان جون كريزستوم everything in English commentary. So actually there is no excuse right now for anybody to say I don't understand the Old Testament. Yes, maybe when you read it it's difficult to understand it, but you need to make an effort to understand it. عشان تخلص جامعة كم كتاب ذكرته وكم كتاب كان صعب, and you need the effort in order to understand. Why just في البايبل كده you want to take the easy way, you read, if you don't understand خلاص I don't understand, I'm not going to read it again. شكنا in Proverbs chapter 1 actually ربنا is rebuking us, بيقول كده أيها الجهال إلى متى تحبون الجهل, until when you love ignorance or you be content in your ignorance. We should يعني God is the source of all knowledge, and if we are the children of God we need to be knowledgeable. We need to make an effort to study the word of God, because this will build ourselves in our most holy faith. You need to study the whole scripture. Don't be content with ignorance. تقول خلاص انا مش فاهم وخلصت على كده. No, you need to make an effort in order to understand the Bible. فاول واحد المجموعة اللي هم يقروا كتاب المقدس وفاهم مش فاهم وخلاص. واحد تاني احسن من الاولاني, he makes the effort to understand. فيقعد ويدرس وممكن يعمل يعني comparative study ويجيب من هنا ومن هنا ومن هنا ويخطط ويكتب ويعمل نوت. ففعلا make an effort to understand. ولما تيجي يخش في مناقشة ممكن بقى يكون مستعد and he understands the whole scripture. But he that's the end of it. So he's better than the first person, because the first person just reads with his eyes and nothing more. The second person reads with his eyes and understands with his mind, but that's it. But the third person, well, that should be our goal. And after he reads with his eyes and understands with his mind, he keeps it in his heart and he applies in his life. لأن الكلام ده زي ما ربنا قال لنا, the word that I've spoken to you is spirit and life, روح وحياة. It is the spirit by which you will live our life. It is the spirit by which we will build our faith, build ourselves in faith. فهنا you need to read the Bible, understand the word of God, keep it in your heart, apply it in your life. That's how you build yourself up in your most holy faith. So we can do that for ourselves through reading the Bible on a regular basis, and not just reading but thinking about, dwelling on and absorbing. وزي ما قلت لكم امبارح حتة الconsistency والquality of reading is very important. مرة واحد راح لسيد المسيح وقال له ايه ايهما الاعظم وصيتين في الناموس, what are the most important greatest commandments in the law. عارفين ربنا قال له ايه؟ قال له كيف